back. Good morning. Doing up a Wednesday here, August 13th. Wednesday talk around, busy day, looking at partly sunny right now. And partly sunny, partly smoky, we'll just call it that, 57 degrees. I've been talking about this and yapping about it all morning. Bikes and Brews happening right here on Dakota Avenue this Saturday. It's the 9th annual, brought to you by Operation Zero Chapter D. And got Arcade in to talk with me this morning. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, good morning.
I'm putting you on the payroll. You've been here enough.
We appreciate you having us come in and talk about it.
You'll be getting a check from us. Yeah, I mean, it's so great. It's such a great event. And 9th annual, I can't believe you guys have been doing it 9 years already.
9 years, yep.
And you've grown it into just an incredible event. But before we get to that, we're going to cover Operation Zero and exactly what it is you guys do, because I'm going to give you a chance to tell your story, because your story is amazing and what you do for veterans too. Because I'll let you take it. Okay, go ahead.
So people have asked, what is Operation Zero? And it is dedicated to preventing veteran suicide, raising awareness, and providing fast, common sense, no red tape support. With just proof of service, we step in to help with crucial needs like housing, transportation, repairs, transition support, because small acts can mean the difference between crisis and stability. No judgment, just help.
I love that.
People often ask how we help. We step in when veterans fall through the cracks and don't qualify for federally funded programs. In addition, we've built an endowment to send two veterans back to school, helping cover those costs to force them to choose between education and a full-time job. We're here to relieve that stress and open doors to a brighter future. We can't relieve it all. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. college is expensive, but we can get them some money to help them go back to college.
Absolutely. And I don't think in this country any veteran should fall through the cracks, so it's great that you're here to help them.
Yeah, it just, they have a check mark, we don't. Mm-hmm. We just, like I said, we use common sense, and that's right. Where we go with it.
I love that. Bikes and Brews. Okay, let's talk about this happening right here on Dakota Avenue this Saturday. Another great event. You kind of kicking things off at, 12 noon.
That's right.
Gets things going out in the street. What's going to be happening?
Well, we got Sean Rumble. He's coming down, and he plays from noon to 6. We have a bag tournament. We have a bouncy house coming. We do have a dunk tank this year.
All right.
Car show, bike show, kids games, all three bars. Great participants into this whole event. Built beautifully on Wahpeton. And the Firehouse Pub, Sporties, and the Driftwood.
There you go.
That took me a little bit there. The Driftwood, they have been our huge, biggest supporters we've had this entire time for the last 9 years.
Helps being out on the street when you got friends like that, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good time. And so you got Rumble out there, and you got a great band coming in.
And we got Tripwire coming in, yep.
Tripwire, and they'll do it upright. And admission for that, folks, by the way, is $10, and that's from 7 to 11, right?
Yep.
Okay.
We have a silent auction that's coming through. That's the second door at the Firehouse Pub. Don't forget that if it looks like a suction handle, it is. He doesn't typically open that door for us.
Right, right.
But he has for us, and silent auction items in there to go.
Fantastic. And it looks like, okay, I'm going to say this and go out on a limb, looks like you're going to have a good day weather-wise, too.
You know, it's looking a little cooler than it was last year.
Yeah,
last year it was 102 on the concrete. We were cooking.
I remember that because I showed up, everybody having a good time, but made it down to check out the band. But, folks, again, Tripwire, 7 to 11, and, again, admission for that, $10. And, again, thanks to all your sponsors. And
Yeah,
and,
sponsors, if you don't mind it in a bit here, I'll read them.
No, sure, go ahead.
We have 28 sponsors: Big John's, The Black Pelican, ABU Trailers, Bob's Pest Control, CHI, St. Francis Health, Dakota Veterinarian, FCCU, Giggles and Grins, Heartland Insurance, Kratz Family Outdoors, L&M Woodworking, Lilligard, Miller Realty, Next Signs, LLC out of Fargo, Gate City Bank, Nordic Electric, Pranty's Restaurant, State Farm, Frederick Agencies, both WAP and BREC, T&G Sanitation, Richland Organic, Rev LNG, Belmore Plumbing, Driftwood, Firehouse Pub, Sporty's, Roland's Plowing, Red River's Area Sportsman's Club, and Interstate Engineering. Without them, this wouldn't be possible.
Well, don't forget your friends at KVMW.
Oh, you guys too, yeah.
You know, always here to help you out, buddy.
Yeah. You know, you guys have been great getting us on the air and helping out with that.
Well, we're going to hear a lot more about Operation Zero throughout the year, getting together with my boss, Aaron, Tom Barge, too, and we just talk about the great work that you do. And again, any veterans out there listening, if you are in need, they can just contact you, and if you can help them out, you'll certainly do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just have to reach out. Mm-hmm. If you have a chance to go on to our obzeroind.com, you can go see the places that we've helped. Mm-hmm. We also have a Facebook. If you want to go on there, you can see the places. Last week, we went to the veterans' home in Lisbon and took them a huge donation. Again, it fell down to that federally appointed funds where they were short on stuff like denture cream. It's just the little things, like right. You said, little things that make life a little better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Helping our veterans in need. That's what you guys do. Arcade, listen, we're out of time, but I want you guys to come back anytime you need to. Anytime you want to come in, just give us an update. Let us know what you're doing.
We'll have to try to do once a month.
Yes, please. Feel free. All right. Perfect. And we'll look at this 8:40 time slot, too. I'd like to see you in here.
All right, thank you.
That is Arcade Bikes and Brews, folks, happening this Saturday on Dakota Avenue. Things get going at 12 noon. It's 8:44 here at the Voice of the Valley. Time now for another edition of Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
When you hand a deed to someone with his or her name on it, is your property gone?